Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
East of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song.
You know, that's something that didn't irritate me because I knew they'd do it. But when they were up there putting scrambled mixed text messages up, talking about one product or another to confuse people, they're engaged in pure deception. They're like, and you sell silver coins, don't you? You make money off that. I'm like, yeah. And you got Bitcoin donations. You kept that, didn't you? No, didn't keep it. Put 95% of it into the company. There is $60,000 left in there, and I've got to have it because the bankruptcy court ordered me to pay 40% of the legal bills, which I don't have the money for. So I'm getting ready to launch a fundraiser that's out in the open for Alex Jones because I am absolutely running out of money. I have almost no money left, and I hate coming to you doing this, but you wanted me to fight the New World Order. I mean, you don't want me to quit, do you? In fact, I spend most of my time trying to find money. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. Hey, if God wants, maybe I'm about to have a heart attack. Maybe I've been on air too long. Maybe it's in God's plan that I don't get the funds. And if that's it, I'm actually very calm and serene about it. At least most of the time. And I'm like, I can't stop. I got to fight them harder. I got to get the money. I got to not let them win. Ah! But they're the ones that are losing. They're losers for signing on to Satan. But when they act like the supplements, they go, those aren't FDA approved, are they? Now, they know full well in 1996 law, the FDA has no jurisdiction over supplements. And they tried to ban supplements in 96, but Congress got a good law passed, Ron Paul was involved, where they have no jurisdiction, you just can't advertise a supplement as a drug. Well, we're not comparing it to your poison drugs. Turmeric is from India. Well, that's where it was popularized thousands of years ago. And it's a natural plant derivative. And the curcuminoid is what is strong in it that's great for inflammation, joints, anti-cancer, you name it. And so we went to the top companies in the country and we said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you got? They said, well, the average is 4 to 5% has a great effect. It's just whole turmeric. But we can concentrate it naturally without heating it up to 75%. I said, does anybody put out 75%? They said, yeah, some of these top-of-the-line brands, but nobody goes above that. I said, how can you go? They go 94 to 95%. 95% curcuminoid. Any turmeric that's real turmeric is going to help you. This is, let me liken it to whiskey. A beer is 4%. That's normal turmeric. This is like moonshine. This is 200 proof, ladies and gentlemen. This is as strong as it gets, but not like having some of the bad health effects that, you know, whiskey can have. There's some good health effects too, but you know, the point is everything in moderation. That's the reality of this show. I'm glad your family had a great effect, Jeremiah. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, you know, if I could just kind of plug a few other outlets other than just handing out the supplements to, you know, friends and people that I know, which have 100% feedback, phenomenal. I have not gotten any negative feedback of any of the stuff that I've provided to anybody that was, you know, curious about trying to get better health. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, minorities, we need more of the Asian community to come out and speak up, you know, honestly, in my opinion. And then outside of that, if we can just plug in, you know, Rumble and also Vaughn Live with the Info Bear. The Info Bear channel, that's where the community comes to help back you up as much as we can to promote everything on the live stream, you know, whether it's Vaughn, Rumble, or Twitch. That's what we've been trying to do to help back you up, man. So you are definitely leading the charge, and I know that you're not the tip of the spear, but, man, we're definitely backing you up with the other prong on that, man. So God bless you, man. Thank you for everything you do.
Jeremiah, thank you. Thank you for what you do, and say hi to your family for me. All right. If you hold callers, I'll get to you after our guest is gone. I appreciate everybody being here. I got to a lot of calls the last 2 hours, but there's a lot more to get to. But we have Dr. Kelly Victory, MD, who's been on this before, and she's got incredible information dealing with the latest COVID developments and Biden and his cognitive disabilities and so much more. This lady is the tip of the spear. She'll join us on the other side in just a few minutes. Please stay with us.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Let me talk about cryptocurrency. Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Check your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight, so I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, judge.
All right, let's move on.
And people care about the First Amendment.
Don't listen to corporate media. Don't listen to the establishment. Don't listen to Republican, Democrat leaders. Don't listen to think tanks. You want to hear why they fear InfoWars.com. You want to hear why they fear Alex Jones. Go to InfoWars.com and actually hear my show. Watch what we say. Watch what we do. See what we really say. And we're not going to defeat these people until we admit they're evil, we admit it's going on, and we organize against them and we stop them.
This man is more hated by the media than Donald Trump, and that says something, okay?
That's why they hate us, is we're very, very popular populist. I have the number one book of the world, The Great Reset and The War for the World. It exposes Klaus Schwab. It exposes Bill Gates. It exposes the New World Order with their own quotes. Number one book of the world. And liberals and conservatives and everybody are buying it because they want to hear what they're not supposed to hear.
Alex Jones has the biggest book in the country, but the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that.
Listen, you want to hear unfiltered, sometimes we're wrong, sometimes we're right. You want to hear unfiltered, real analysis from the wild man from Texas, from the Texas tornado. Go to InfoWars.com and the audio and video feeds and what we say are there. And I ask the public to judge me for yourself.
Alex is right about far more than is wrong.
They're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out.
But at the end of the day, if you want to know the truth, just research it yourself and come to InfoWars.com and see the forbidden information that you're not supposed to see at InfoWars.com.
The COVID narrative is collapsing right now before our eyes. In Canada, in the United States, in Australia, in Europe, the criminal investigations have begun.
You're announcing that the government of Canada will not renew the order in council that expires on September the 30th and will therefore remove all COVID-19 border requirements for all travelers entering Canada. This includes the removal of all federal testing, quarantine and isolation requirements, as well as the mandatory submission of health information in Arise Canada.
And now the criminal investigations are beginning in Congress and more of Fauci and those responsible for creating and releasing the bioweapon.
And then you've even taken the step for further defining that as calling for a special
Council. I wanted to know if you could unpack that for us and explain what exactly the parameters of that special counsel would be.
You know, there have been special counsels in the past that are appointed by the president. There's a special counsel law. What I'm talking about is something that is similar but won't be the same thing. This won't be under a special law. This would simply be, as the chairman of a committee with subpoena power, I will appoint someone who has the bandwidth, someone who's either been a former attorney general or assistant attorney general or somebody that had been in the Department of Justice at some time, somebody who's capable of leading a large investigation. And if I am in charge of the committee, we will have not only someone who's probably a lawyer, but I also envision having a special investigator that co-leads the investigation that will be a scientist. Because I think what happens, and one of the reasons Dr. Fauci was successful in the beginning, is that as a person who came from the medical, with a medical background, I think he can talk circles around people who aren't as familiar with the science. But there are a lot of scientists who have questions about particularly this gain-of-function research where they juice up these viruses and make them more infectious. There are many experts that have at least the credentials of a Dr. Fauci, or some of them with much greater credentials, who have been saying for years, there's at least one scientist who's been talking about this for 16 years before the pandemic, warning that this could come from a lab because of dangerous research, and we didn't. The public, Congress didn't heed his warnings, and lo and behold, it's happened, and in a big way. And I think by the time we're done with the investigation, and by the time we present this to the public, I think people are going to go, holy cow, this thing came from a lab. Not just some of us are going to believe that. I think the majority of people will finally accept that the preponderance of evidence says that this came from a lab.
Well, I think that so much of this goes and really.
Dr. Kelly Victory, MD, alumni of National Preparedness Leadership Initiative of the Harvard School of Public Health and so much more, joins us. And she was really exposing this the last 2+ years. We're going to get into all the COVID news coming up. She also wants to get into Biden's clear dementia and, as a medical doctor, what she's seeing unfolding. So, Dr. Victory, great to have you here with us today.
Thanks, as always, for having me, Alex. And I appreciate you taking the time to address this issue of Biden's worsening cognitive and physical decline. People seem to be really scooting around the edges of this issue and not really getting into the weeds and exposing it to the American people. It's critically important. We're talking about the leader of the free world. So happy to talk about anything COVID-related, but really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Biden's situation.
Should we get into Biden first or the huge vaccine developments?
Well, let's talk about Biden first. Let's talk about Biden only because, and let me be clear, everything we're going to talk about, everything I'm going to mention today, none of this is new. This was all readily apparent to anyone who is looking well before the 2020 election. The only thing that has changed is that it has worsened. I actually lost a number of steak dinners because I had predicted that if Biden got elected, that he wouldn't make it until July 1st of his first year in office. I was wrong. But what I was wrong about wasn't about the severity of his decline. I simply misunderstood or underestimated the complicity of the Democrat Party, of the mainstream media, of the powers that be, to rally around and protect him and to try to keep this covered up. It's not because it wasn't I wasn't correct about what's going on with him.
I totally agree. I mean, I would liken this to the Manhattan Project of gaslighting. He doesn't know where he is. It's almost all incoherent. My grandmother died a few years ago at 92. She was more coherent 2 days before she died when I visited her than he is now. I mean, why are they trying to prop him up?
Well, let me, you know, truly, number one, look at the second in command. Look at, you know, who's to follow. I think Kamala Harris is his greatest protector right now, because people think it's bad enough to have somebody demented in the office, but having her could be considerably worse. And now, I have not examined President Biden, but I can tell you He has every outward sign of Parkinsonian dementia, the physical signs and the cognitive signs. We can go through them. He's got the telltale signs of the shuffling gait. He has trouble changing direction when he starts forward motion, and you'll commonly see someone take him by the elbow and literally turn him physically. He's got the stiff kind of tin soldier arms. He has loss of facial expression, what we call flat faces. Makes it look sometimes like he's gotten a little too much Botox, but I can guarantee that's not the case. This is part of Parkinsonian dementia. He has trouble word finding. He frequently loses his place on the teleprompter. He loses his train of thought.
Well, hold on, doctor. I got to you late playing those clips, as I promised you. I apologize. Stay there. Start over. Because I hadn't seen the new clips that came this morning. They were just playing them while you were talking. Radio listeners couldn't see it. He literally does not know what planet he's on now. It's obviously accelerating in his degeneration. Statistically, medically, how is this going to end? What's the timeline? We'll be right back with Dr. Kelly Victory, MD. Be sure to visit her website and on Twitter, Kelly Victory, MD, on Getter.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Russia, devalued culture, they're shaking us up, they're demoralizing us, they're trying to break our will, they admit they are, and so they put in a president they know is controllable and is a puppet, but his expiration date was up, so he's degenerating, in my view, faster than they thought. Medical doctor Kelly Victory is here. She said she's not diagnosing him with dementia from afar, but I don't have to be a doctor that if I'm looking out my window at a highway and a homeless person walks out in front of a truck, I saw this happen years ago, and gets run over and killed, I see him run over and fly into the air, that person's probably dead. Don't need to be a pathologist, to know that a coroner to know that person just got run over by a car. So we see him a year ago falling down Air Force One. It looks like he's an NFL linebacker or running back compared to the way he looks in the new footage, the things that he's saying. So start over with what you're witnessing, what you're seeing, and the classical thing we're witnessing and where this trajectory or timeline ends. Dr. Kelly Victory, MD.
Sure. Let me first give a quick rundown of the sorts of physical signs and symptoms that I'm seeing. And again, you know, one swallow doesn't make a summer, as the saying goes. It's a constellation of all of these signs taken together, Alex. This is second year medical student stuff. So I didn't need to examine him. I can see with my own eyes. He has the shuffling gait. As I said, difficulty changing direction once he starts forward motion. He is stiff, what we call tin soldier arms. He has that somewhat, you know, leaning forward. He's leaning forward normally than one would as he walks. When he walks, he doesn't hit his heel first. He hits flat-footed. He has loss of facial expression, what we call flat faces. Then when you look at the cognitive things, he has trouble with word finding. He frequently loses his place when he's reading on the teleprompter. He forgets his train of thought. And interestingly, he has those angry, inappropriate outbursts that we call frontal lobe behavior. Who can forget back in 2020 when he referred to a girl at a town hall as a lying dog-faced pony soldier, or where he told an auto worker to shut up? These are frontal lobe behaviors, behaviors that are impulsive and would normally be controlled by somebody who wasn't suffering from dementia. The problem with these neurocognitive disorders from which he is suffering is that they are progressive. There is no cure. They are not linear, unfortunately. So there's no way to say with certainty how quickly he will fall off the proverbial cliff. But clearly, we are seeing significant worsening over the past couple of years. And the only reason that he's functioning at all, in my estimation, is because they are very, very tightly controlling his schedule. You'll notice that he rarely makes an appearance after about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. That's because people with this type of neurocognitive decline suffer from what we call sundowning. While they may be relatively coherent and cogent early in the day, as the day gets later, early afternoon, they start to get more and more agitated, more and more confused.
Oh, I saw this with 3 of my grandparents, that they'd be somewhat normal when they got Alzheimer's or old during the day. But if you showed up at night to help them, they didn't know who they were.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I suspect that he rarely ventures out of a house after about 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I've also noticed he's spending something like 60% of his time hidden on vacation. I mean, and unannounced, he just disappears. Is that when he has a full collapse and basically he's no good to him? They got to hide him?
Exactly. And if there's any disruption of the schedule, and what's so alarming to me and scary to me, Alex, for the leader of the free world, is you can kind of keep it together with these folks as long as breakfast is exactly on time and lunch is on time and the nap is on time and we do everything in a routine, kind of like a newborn baby. But as soon as you disrupt that, if you have to take a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning, if you have to get on Air Force One and travel over multiple time zones, if you have to miss a meal or have disruption in your normal routine, that is when things get really bad. People get agitated and confused and totally lose their ability to function. And so it's one thing if you can absolutely control this person's day, their schedule, 7 days a week with no variation. But that's
well,
not
that's right. Even men and women in great shape as prime ministers or presidents have problem with age rapidly. So looking at this, what you're saying is the guy that has the nuclear football doesn't know what planet he's on.
Yeah, I think he probably doesn't know which end of the fork to use most of the time. And unfortunately, the people who care about him, for his own dignity, for his own, I mean, this is, it's embarrassing. Not only does it put us at risk, from a national security perspective, but truly it is, it's demeaning to him, the people around him who care about him. Where is Dr. Jill, right about now? It is just abhorrent that they would allow this to go on, allow him to embarrass himself, to be clearly like a little lost puppy on the stage, no idea which way to go, doesn't know. He'll even articulate sometimes, what was I doing here? What was I supposed to say? Who was I supposed to call on? Yeah, he refers.
Well, he doesn't do that sometimes. He does that almost every public appearance. He suddenly slips out of gear and doesn't know where he is. So it's hard to put a date on when he goes over the edge. But it looks to me like he's already pretty much gone over it. On average, doctor, you're an MD, you study these things. If he's accelerating his decline, how long can he hold on?
Well, again, it depends, Alex, on how long they're willing to cover for him. As I said, all of these things were glaringly evident before the 2020 election. That's why I made the steak dinner bets that I did. The dog-faced pony soldier episode was in February of 2020. He had the shuffling gait and the flat facial expression and the tin soldier arms back then. So it really is all going to be based on how long they're willing to cover for him. You know, whether or not somebody is going to go down the road of saying, we need to enact the 25th Amendment. If the people around him continue to cover for him, they continue to hide him in the basement, they continue to limit his activities. We've, you know, I have known house cats that had busier schedules than this president. So as long as they're willing to do that, then who knows if he can make it through the first term. God help us. I can't imagine that he will choose to run a second term. I think by that point, the gig will be up. But I think as long as Kamala Harris is the person waiting in the wings, they have a lot of motivation to keep covering for
him. Well, I mean, we're going to go to break, come back and talk more about this. There could be a more important issue that the leader of the free world stole the election as a puppet. But I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a physiologist. I'm not a pathologist. So all I know is the Joe Biden even 2 years ago was light years better than this. The decline is accelerating. I don't think anybody can deny that.
No, I think that's absolutely the case. And as I said, it gives me no great joy. Dementia is a brutal master, Alex. It's awful. It's awful for the individual, and it's awful for the people around him. So I feel very badly for him as an individual, as a person, as a human being, because dementia is terrible, and these types of cognitive declines and neurocognitive disorders are very, very painful.
All right, Dr. Kelly, Victory, stay there, please. We'll come back and talk about this more.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right?
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Okay.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know,
I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before
we
keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, judge.
All right, let's move on.
No, I mean,
and
people care about the First Amendment.
And
did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Alex Jones.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30. But anyway, this woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
Everybody under 15.
Feeling me, no more, it's a nice guy.
question is, who really is the president? That makes me think of the mutant. I'll say that mainly. He is a mutant. Fetterman, running for Senate in Pennsylvania, who can't talk either. So maybe this is by design or something. Dr. Kelly Victory, MD, is doing a great job analyzing this for us. I've been interrupting a lot, and I apologize. Since you've got the floor, well, what does this signify, and where do you see this going?
Well, if you remember nothing else about what I'm talking about with regard to the cognitive decline of President Biden, it's that it is progressive and it is nonlinear. Neurocognitive decline, neurocognitive diseases of this sort don't have a cure. They may be giving him medication to try to address some of the signs and symptoms. You can try to treat the physical rigidity, for example, the rigidity of the arms and legs, and his balance issues. You can try to increase the amount of dopamine that he has in his brain so that you will enhance his ability to keep a train of thought. But there's no cure for it, Alex. It's progressive and nonlinear. And the problem is what that means is we don't know if tomorrow will be the day that he finally can't put two words together, can't get out of bed, becomes incontinent, has angry outbursts in public, or whatever else. So he really
Let me interrupt you. I talked to people in the Secret Service separately, who confirmed a year ago he was in New York on the last 9/11 anniversary, pooping himself repeatedly. And then he came out and said, yeah, I get my butt wiped to the TV cameras. Remember that?
Yeah, unfortunately, incontinence is one of the many side effects of these types of neurocognitive decline, and there are medications you can use to try to temporize it, but the reality is it's going to get worse. And when you're talking again about the leader of the free world, what happens when he calls, you know, Kim Jong-un or somebody else, you know, a lying pony soldier, you know, or says some kind of an angry outburst? I mean, these things, really, he shouldn't be put in that position. And there's no
And he's also contradicting official U.S. policy, like on Taiwan and things. This is extremely dangerous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And frankly, I think he's handed his talking points. He's as much as tells us so at every single, you know, meeting that he has. He says, I'm only supposed to call on these people and my, you know, my handlers are going to be mad at me.
I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't want to get in trouble. But, you know, he's not making his own decisions on these things. You know, he probably gets his same talking points in the morning.
So on the outside, because I agree, I bet he couldn't go this long, but they don't care. They're shameless. You didn't lose the bet. I didn't lose the bet. He's a total disgrace and a joke, and it's very sad. But on the outside, could he go 6 months, a year? I mean, the decline is accelerated. I mean, I guess if they roll him out like Boris Yeltsin gibbering in a wheelchair, I guess he could probably win the election in 2 years. They'll just have a vegetable or a brain in a tank they claim is the president. And then the question is, who really is the president?
Well, there's no way to predict because of the nonlinear nature of these disorders. He may continue to percolate along just as he is right now, you know, for the next 6 months or 9 months or 12 months. It's unlikely, but he could. What I can tell you won't happen is it won't get better. It will not start to abate. It will stay where it is and slowly and progressively get worse. But there will come a time when he just kind of falls off the proverbial cliff, and we don't know when that is. So you're never in the best position to be making those choices and those changes as a country in a time of crisis. We should have been doing this in a thoughtful way with a transition plan in place for someone who is clearly suffering. He is both, as I said, both the cognitive and the physical components of it, the cognitive being far more concerning. Although we can laugh about him, you know, stumbling on the steps or make fun of the fact that he falls off.
Sure. Is this early onset dementia? Is it early, mid, or late?
I'd say we're relatively advanced. He has every sign, as I said, we're relatively advanced. This isn't just a little trouble word finding or losing your ability to track on the teleprompter. He forgets where he is mid event right there. You're watching him right there. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do. And this isn't the first episode of that. He is a lost, you know, little puppy right now on that stage.
Sure, but doctor, what does this say about his controllers that they let this farce continue? As you said, this is ridiculous.
Exactly. As I said, it's an embarrassment to him. It's really demeaning to him, and it's dangerous for us as a country. I think that, frankly, both his handlers and, frankly, the Republicans need to step up and say, for the love of God, we have got to stop trying to cover this up. We've got to stop trying
to sugarcoat. Well, exactly. Democrats want to be able to blame him for their agenda as a puppet. Republicans love it that he's an idiot. It makes them get votes. If we have nuclear war, that doesn't matter. We cannot have a potato as the president.
Correct, correct. And frankly, to bring us back around to the COVID situation, because he's constantly contradicting what the talking heads are saying, he's constantly contradicting everybody from Fauci to Walensky and everybody else, it continues to confuse the American public. It continues to undermine people's confidence in public health, and it isn't good for anybody. So whether it's foreign affairs we're talking about, national security we're talking about, or the issues regarding COVID and the pandemic on our own soil, it's very, very disruptive.
All right, I want to hit that next segment, but let me interrupt you. Because everybody, even Tucker Carlson brought this up and said, what is the giant, looks like a five-pound tumor on the back of Fetterman's neck? Fetterman can barely talk now. The media is trying to cover that up. Just looking at a giant bulge on the back of his neck, I know you're not diagnosing from afar, but had a big stroke. Is that some type of tumor, or what's going on here?
Well, again, as you point out, I have not examined Fetterman, and I haven't put my hand on that. The two things that jump to mind right off the bat, number one is completely benign, would be a large fatty tumor, kind of a lipoma in that area, that there's nothing much other than the fact that it's unsightly. Doesn't mean much from a physical perspective. The more concerning thing to me, and another possibility, is that it actually represents a lymphoma. You have a lot of lymph nodes in the back of your neck. There are two huge chains of lymph nodes that go down the back of the neck. And if he has lymph node involvement from, for example, lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma, that could present and look very much like that. Again, not saying that's what it is. Haven't examined him. Know nothing about his medical history other than that he's relatively young to have had a stroke recently. He clearly isn't doing well physically. To listen to him talk, you recognize that he is suffering from something. But this mass on the back of his neck could be something as benign as a large lipoma or something far more significant like lymphadenopathy related to something like a lymphoma.
Why are they running all these zombies for our office?
Yeah, I'll tell you, if this is the best we can do, 330 million people, and these are our best choices, perhaps it's because nobody wants to, worth their salt, wants to go into politics anymore because it's such an ugly place, and with the amount of censorship and derision and cancel culture.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Paul Watson and Gavin McGinnis. And they said because I questioned his cognitive ability and believed he'd had some type of aneurysm or something because he suddenly got a lot worse about 2.5 years ago, they said Jones is the most banned there is. Well, I mean, you could see it then. So, Dr. Kelly Victory, everybody should check out your Getter, all your work, earlycovidcare.org, at Kelly Victory MD on Getter. I want to hit the victory lap here, which is a sad victory lap. We've been vindicated on the COVID shots and more here in a moment, the time we have left. But just finishing up here, this is outrageous what's going on with Biden. And it just shows the wildness of the establishment to try to do something like this. And I don't see how they extricate themselves, as you said, with Kamala Harris in there. I mean, there's no way he makes it. No way he makes it on the trajectory he's on another 2 years into the general election. What do you think is going to happen?
No, I agree with you. And as I was saying before the break, although the physical signs are very obvious to people, the way that he walks, the fact that he stumbles frequently, falls off a bike, those things are far less concerning to me. Let's face it, we had a president, a very effective one, in a wheelchair. We have sitting governors that are in a wheelchair. You don't need to be physically sound necessarily to be a good leader, but you sure as heck better have your faculties about you cognitively. and he doesn't. And this is only going to get worse, and it will get profoundly worse if his schedule is disrupted or if we have a national disaster, a crisis of any sort. Can you imagine if we had 9/11 and this was the president at the helm? So they're going to have to do something, in my estimation, Alex. Either he's going to become a complete and total figurehead and we won't see him at all. He will just, quote, lead from his basement and we'll have them just march out a series of people to give his talking points, or they're going to have to enact the 25th Amendment if he won't step down on his own. I suspect that, you know, he will clearly make the choice not to run again in 2024, citing likely his age and the fact that he's having some health issues. But what happens between now and then is unclear. If it were anybody other than Kamala Harris sitting in the VP position, we might have already had resolution to this disaster. She ended up being his greatest protector to keep him ensconced in the White House. So it remains to be seen, but it isn't going to be pretty.
Well, that's right. You wouldn't have somebody drive a school bus that had dementia or be a doctor or be an auto mechanic or run drawbridges. But we have this clear puppet in there. So I go back to the big question. Who is really the president right now? Who's really making the decisions? Because obviously Biden says, tell me what to do. I don't know where I am. Help me. I mean, this is a coup. It's a coup by bureaucracy, having a vegetable as the president.
Yeah, you're in as good a position to make that prediction as I am. I'm thinking it's probably a combination of Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice, and God only knows who else is there making these decisions.
Yeah, exactly, Obama functionaries.
Joe Biden.
Obama.
Yeah, it's not Joe Biden.
So Obama is really getting his third term right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think through his minions, absolutely, that's the case. It clearly isn't Biden. He does not come up with an original thought. He really doesn't. He goes purely off the talking points that he's handed, and that's why they use the cane and they grab him off the stage as quickly as possible, because I think their greatest fear is that he will go rogue, that all of a sudden he'll start speaking extemporaneously, either cogently or otherwise, and spill the beans. So, yeah, he clearly is being controlled. And when, you know, we've called other people, you know, puppets in the past, this has taken it to a new level. This is, you know, he is a puppet, you know, and that's on steroids, because he simply doesn't have the cognitive ability to make these decisions,
so,
or to come up with an assessment.
So is it fair to say we have a near vegetable puppet as the president right now?
Unfortunately, I fear that that's the case. And this was obvious well before the election ever took place. I predicted this. I look at this video that you're showing now. It's painful. You know, he is absolutely lost. He's confused. He doesn't know which way to turn. This is a horrible, these are horrible optics for our country.
And there's no better video to show that Obama is enjoying his third presidency, as they're all ignoring Biden while he just wanders around like a 2-year-old.
Right, exactly. And they're over, you know, fawning on Obama, and no one's paying attention to the fact that that the president, the sitting president, is dazed and confused.
Shifting gears here. I mean, look, this is the same thing that happened 2 weeks ago, where he wandered off from Obama and everybody was around Obama, and then Biden comes up and grabs him desperately. I mean, this is just flailing. We don't want to do a victory lap, because we're very sad they launched the shot. It didn't work. It was poisonous. But Europe suffers horrifying 755% increase in excess deaths among children since EMA-approved COVID vax for kids. Infowars.com. And it links to mainline studies. And it continues there, where they are now admitting, with all these scientists and all these researchers dealing with COVID-19, that suspend all COVID-19 mRNA vaccines until side effects are fully investigated, says leading doctor who promised them on TV, who promoted them. Here's a bunch of other ones dealing with this. Rand Paul calls for criminal investigation. Canada suspends all forced injections. FDA vaccine advisor says healthy young people should not take the shot. New York suspends forced injections. They are running away from this now. What do you make of the CDC head a month ago saying, oh, We were wrong. We lied to you. We knew it wouldn't work. I mean, what are they doing here?
Well, first of all, unfortunately, they aren't doing the one thing they should be doing, Alex, which is pulling these immediately from the market. I am not anti-vaccine, but I have had grave concerns about these particular vaccines since before they were launched on the public. They are untested. They use brand new technology. They have a paucity of safety data behind them. And it was very clear within weeks of them being rolled out that there were devastating adverse events. The data are irrefutable. You are far more likely to suffer a severe adverse event from these vaccines than to be prevented from getting hospitalized with COVID. We've known from the very beginning that the vast majority of people are at a relatively low risk from COVID. And that was back when we had the original Wuhan strain. Healthy young people have such a low risk of, such a de minimis risk of having a severe outcome as to be essentially indistinguishable from zero. The data now that we have based on, you know, only because of the aggressive FOIA requests, we have access to Pfizer and Moderna's own safety data prior to the rollout, and it clearly shows that for every one hospitalization from COVID that was avoided, there were 4.3 serious adverse events. And those are defined as death, near death, hospitalization, or permanent disability. When you parse that same data to look at the risk benefit analysis for people ages 18 through 29, in other words, young, healthy military recruits, people in college, that sort of thing, for every one hospitalization that's prevented, there are up to 98 serious adverse events. These shots should have been pulled within weeks.
All right, doctor. And again, we're not victory lapping, but we've all been vindicated. Big tech censored us. They knew what they were doing. Please join us again, not in 3-4 months, but next week if you'd like, to really just drill into all this. God bless you, and thank you so much. Everybody should visit your website right now, earlycovidcare.org, earlycovidcare.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. All right, Diego, Chris, Jason, Travis, Lena, Daniel, Charles, we're going to every single one of you in the next 15 minutes, and then Gerald Celente for 45 minutes takes over the top trends forecaster, but I'm going to take some of his time, he understands, to get to your calls, I promise to do it. Separately, look, you want to keep us on air, it's your decision, we need your support, plus it's a piece of history, everybody needs to either get the book signed or unsigned. Signed is $24. Signed, it's got a higher markup to fund the operation, be part of the fundraiser, keep us on air, have a piece of history, get the Great Reset and the War for the World exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, signed, InfoWarsStore.com, and get also at 1776coin.com, the limited edition, while you still can, Teddy Roosevelt, Man the Arena, fundraiser coin, thanks for keeping us on air, 1776coin.com, and we have the trifecta pack, 50% off for your immune system, DNA Force Plus, vitamin C and zinc, D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.